nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net. But net.
Nothing But Net, episode 27. We in the building, Andy Young right here.
Austin.
6-4.
Oh, we got it right this time. Even without having to point, though, I pointed. Anyway, how you fellas doing?
We're doing good. Yourself?
I'm okay. How's
I'm you? Doing good. I can't speak for Malik.
Yeah, you can't speak for Malik. Malik, how are you?
I'm all right, bro. Just tired.
Just tired?
Long day, yeah.
Of them, sorry.
Of what?
Huh? the long holiday, the weekend that was, you know, like Eid. Speaking of which, hey, it's Somaliland's Independence
yes.
Day. I love to see it. I'm here for it.
But it's kind of controversial, though. But we don't want to get into
no,
that.
No. Why? What do you mean? You can't just leave us on a...
Somaliland, technically, according to the Republic of Somalia, Federal Republic of Somalia, isn't recognized. It's recognized as a seceded province of Somalia. So it's more or less like a Catalonia situation with Spain.
Yo, bro, this is a history class. I see why you didn't want to get into it, bro.
Yeah,
I see why.
It's secession politics, and Somaliland is deemed to be, not even deemed, it's more or less peaceful. Mm. They are reserved, they're chilled. Mm-hmm. It's not the typical Somalia that you're used to seeing in the news where gunshots everywhere. Those guys are just chilled. Even most of the UN offices are based in Somaliland.
I did not know that.
Knowledge.
We learn every day.
Learn something new every day. Anyway, yeah. That's dope.
How are you doing, Andy?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing great. This week is moving fast, bro. Like, we have so much to do, so much to get through.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I think we'll just get into it. By the time this episode is dropping,
yes,
Los Angeles Lakers,
yes,
will have already played Golden State Warriors.
There's no foreplay today. We're going right to the playing game, bro.
No, you guys don't entertain foreplay.
No.
and pause. I don't want to play with myself right here, bro.
Umechoka na kujinyonga.
Today, I had something before we go to the playing game.
Sure, let's go, bro. Let's go.
So, I'm sure you guys remember the Dennis Schroeder, the Kyrie Irving situation.
Okay.
The N-word.
Yes, yeah,
the
N-word.
When Schroeder used the N-word to refer to Kyrie, and Kyrie took offense and the whole and ejections and all that.
Mm.
So there's an interview which popped up this afternoon. Dennis Schroeder, he was speaking in German. He says that unfortunately he can't wear Kyrie's shoes anymore because this is like he was showing his shoe closet and all that. So apparently he has a lot of colorways from Kyrie, but after the incident he says, "I cannot do it. Not going to wear it again. We will do giveaways for everybody who wants
them." That's just pettiness.
So if you know you want, you're a size 12 and you want Kyrie's, holla at Schroeder.
Okay, let's just get into it, Basi.
Uh-huh.
Because Kyrie is someone we need to talk about today.
Mm.
Now,
do we?
Yeah, we have to. Because he made some comments after the last game they played, which they did really amazing. Loved seeing KD coming back, and yo, it's game over. It's game over in the East, yeah. After post-game interview, when Kyrie is being asked a couple of questions by the journalist, and he goes like, along the lines of, "You'll forgive me for maybe not being in this space right now because there's so much happening out there in the world."
Yeah.
Now, there's a reason as to why you are seated right there to be asked these questions by these journalists.
Mm-hmm.
We all do understand that, yes, there's a lot going on out there.
Yeah.
This doesn't take away from that, bro. You're not the only person who cares about everything that's going on in the world right now. We all do care, but our jobs have to go on.
Uh-huh.
Like, even in the middle of this madness, we have to keep it going. Bro, the NBA is your job.
Yeah.
This guy spoke like it's his side hustle. Like, questions about basketball, nah. You'll forgive me.
There's more important things happening in the world.
Exactly. I want to know how you fellas feel about that.
wants to go first.
I don't have an issue with it because you don't have. Oh, sorry. He didn't want to speak about basketball. He wanted to talk about other things.
He was being dismissive of a basketball conversation. And he just put it out there like, you'll just forgive me for, you know, not being there mentally because there's so much going on out there. Are you telling me you're the only player in the NBA who cares about what's going on out there, or you're the only sportsman? I understand. Yes.
Maybe he's the only one who's speaking out.
I think, Andy, you're being unfair in your evaluation.
How so?
By just looking at it from a convoluted point of view, that he is the only person who cares enough to see what's happening in the world and not speak up and not want to speak about basketball at that time. He wasn't in that headspace to talk about anything. He's had a phenomenal season with the Brooklyn Nets. But at that particular point in time, I would excuse him because of the things that are surrounding him. We have a myriad of things that are going on. And for him to say that, probably, I would respect that. I would say, okay, let's talk about something else. Say, like, what's your favorite, say, chips? What do you like?
But Austin, this is the same Kyrie who earlier in the season said he was not speaking to the media.
But he wants to speak to them right now, but not about basketball. Period. He doesn't want to speak about basketball. Are you going to force it down his throat to speak about basketball? If he doesn't want to speak about basketball, utamlazimisha. Wezi?
So I feel like you kind of both agree. Were you agreeing with me, Malik? Were you agreeing with Kyrie and where he stands with this?
Okay, because this is Kyrie and this is happening again. I am not agreeing with him. This is
bro.
It's sort of a thing. It's sort of a thing.
It's mental health. If I'm not in a position to talk about the sport that I love, I'm just giving it a backseat. It's not like I'm relegating it to oblivion or something. I'm just saying, you know what? I don't want to talk about this right now. I'm handling a lot of things on the side, and I want to focus my energy, all my synergy to this. So for me to not talk about basketball right now, it means that I love this sport so much that if I give my opinion right now, it's going to be subjective. That's how I see things.
Okay.
I think we'll just have to agree to disagree.
No, I'd like to hear what you say.
This is the thing. The issue I had is him making everybody else look like they don't care about what's going on. I have no issue with him being conscious, being aware, and wanting everybody to be where he's at.
Yes.
Spreading awareness, which is something people at his level can do because of the power that they wield.
Okay.
I have no issue with that.
Okay.
The only issue that I had was you making it seem like you are the only person who cares about what's going on outside basketball. That's the only issue I had with that.
Okay, Andy, if you come to me, tell me that, okay, bro, I'm not in the right headspace to pod today. We both know that you enjoy doing radio, you enjoy listening to your own voice.
I enjoy listening to my own.
Albeit being so
okay,
weird.
Austin, do you enjoy listening to yourself on the pod?
Yes, I do. Of course. I love the sound of my voice.
I feel like this guy usually goes through the dictionary before the pod.
No, it's just that my bank of words is extensive. I read extensively, Andy. Try that.
Okay.
Anyway, as I was saying, you love podding. And if knock on wood, one day you tell us, yo, guys, I'm not in the right headspace to pod today, we'll respect that. Even if it reoccurs again and you say, and you tell us, yo, bro, it's not that time again. We'll tell you, okay, do you. Be good, be better. When you're okay, come back. We'll go on with you. And when you want to open up about it, you'll tell us. But we are not going to judge you and say, okay, this is recurring. Same case applies to Kyrie. Why are we being unfair to him? And casting a stone and saying, you know what, you're now being too much on us. You need to start talking about basketball all over again. Let him take his sweet time. Whatever it is, whatever amount of time that he needs to get to be right, let him be him.
Alright, let us know what you think in the comment section, because as I'm saying, this is something we'll have to disagree to disagree on. It's just different schools of thought and different points of view. It's just that simple. But yeah, moving on. Anything else you all want to talk about?
We haven't talked about Schroeder's shoe thing. We haven't commented on that yet.
Damn, sorry, we digressed so badly. That's my bad. Schroeder is in the right place. I don't want to make it seem like it's a right thing or a wrong thing, but if he feels like him and Kyrie's relationship has been sabotaged to a point where he doesn't feel like he can even represent the Mandem and rock his own kicks, however much he got a couple of them,
yeah,
then we have to respect it, Maze. Mm-hmm. I think Schroeder is a decent guy.
Wow. Okay. You have to do what? Respect it, right?
Yes.
Why aren't you conducting the same energy to Kyrie then?
I'm not following.
Oh, Malik, that was
because
a jab extended to Malik, not yours.
Oh, wow.
My bad, Mandy. My bad.
Wow. Okay. Do you guys have what? Something?
No. Let's just continue with the Schroeder conversation. No.
Okay, then that was a missed jab. I'm sorry. But we have to respect where Schroeder is coming. And this is such a small thing. Imagine it doesn't have to be a big deal. Mm. This is just like you and your friend, Mekosana. Mm-hmm. For a while, like, nah, I'm not rocking Malik's wear for now. And I used to rock that. And because of what he said, and because of how he handled that situation,
then
I don't feel comfortable rocking Malik's wear. It's that simple to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about Austin, though. What do you think?
I think that's just pettiness on steroids.
From
Schroeder. Yes.
Why?
It's, if I disagree with you, doesn't mean that I stop supporting you in whatever way, because both of us are role models. Whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you put out there to society, them kids out there are going to follow it. And that's the energy that's going to be extended off court. So say Kyrie reps Brooklyn and Schroeder reps LA. Kids from the ends, from both ends, they'll start seeing, yo, niggas in Brooklyn, this is how they roll. They don't stick to their own, like, or niggas in LA are this petty. They can't take.
But niggas is petty. No, let's just be honest.
Yeah,
bro.
Guys
are petty, man.
That's what I was addressing. That's just pettiness on Schroeder's side.
That's a constant.
It is a constant, but it's on steroids, raised to power infinity.
I don't think so. This is something super light.
It's not like the range of shoes is limited. You get, there's so many other shoes Schroeder could wear.
This shows that maybe the friendship wasn't that deep. It is just as clear as night and day, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When you bring that,
I'm dropping your kicks. It's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you bring in that perspective, then that makes sense.
Yeah. And shout out to Mel from Zach and Mel Talk Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was talking about the story on Twitter, and he was like, I hope we don't talk about it on the podcast.
On the pod.
Well, we did, sir.
Sorry.
Well, Malik, thank you
we
for
don't
telling
listen.
Us after we talked about it.
Yes.
I see you. Do you guys think this would be a good point to seg into
stargazing
and
and fraud watch? Yeah,
because we can just leave it out there right now, because I've got I don't want us to circle back to this
okay,
guy.
Okay, stargazing. Let's do stargazing first. Yeah.
Okay, you wanna go first?
Okay, I'll have. This is similar to Austin's last week.
Mm-hmm.
The organizers of the Basketball African League.
Okay.
This thing has been really, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd especially like to big up how easy it is to get access of games. From the BAL.com website, you can get games. NBA.com, you can get games. Locally, there's games on K24, ESPN. So, yeah, it's very easy to watch games. And also, there are fans at the Kigali Arena. So,
yes,
although limited there, these are really, really
still
dope moves from the
organizers. We value seeing fans on the screen.
And, yeah, the tourism team, everything there is Visit Rwanda, as in this is
It's just level. Marketing on another level, right?
Crazy, crazy.
Love to see it. Love to see it. Awesome.
Yeah.
My stargazing comes from the Brooklyn Nets game. That play. The room just went, woo.
Beautiful basketball.
That was some beautiful basketball.
A steal, and to see three passes,
and to see KD
dribble.
Back on the court,
yeah,
to just lead the pinnacle of the attack and the offense. Everything was just seamless. It just sends it shivers down my spine. I was just like, what? Okay. What was that?
I'll give you that. Yeah,
yeah. That was my stargazing moment.
That was a good play. I've got LeBron on stargazing.
Yes,
because when LeBron was
what?
Yeah,
hear me out.
He lodged up. Okay.
Wow.
Finish.
Hear me out.
Uh-huh.
When LeBron was talking about the MVP of this season,
yeah.
Malik, I'm sure you saw this somewhere.
Yes.
And you intentionally put it at the back of your head.
No, it is in my notes.
I actually had it on my top two.
It is in my
stargazing.
Yeah.
It was there.
Uh-huh.
So for the simple fact that LeBron, who I think is the best player in the game right now.
Hmm?
What, Andy?
Wait, no.
I think
I'm being very political about this. Because I'm going somewhere with this. When you're talking about the greats in the game,
mm-hmm.
there's very, very many ways you can look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You just remembered something very funny. Huh? Finish that.
Yeah. when you talk about the greats in the game,
uh-huh.
we look at it differently.
Yeah.
For example, if we put Kobe up against LeBron, we might not use the same metrics for all of them.
True.
Yeah. You hear me?
Yes. Mm.
The same with LeBron and Curry. We can't use the same metrics for all of them.
Okay.
So in their respects, they're both great at this game.
Yes.
They're the best at this game.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm putting both of them at the same platform, but there's different ways of looking at it.
Okay,
different metrics.
Okay,
now having that in mind,
mm-hmm.
LeBron talking about the MVP and saying that Steph Curry is the guy who deserves to get the MVP.
Yes,
for this season,
no doubt.
Now, I have been dealing with fanboys since episode zero.
Yes,
of this podcast.
Yes,
who cannot simply draw a line between reality and fantasy. Being real and just being a fanboy blindly until the guy they idolize is able to draw a line for them very clearly
and demarcate it clearly.
Exactly. And show them, hey, yo, I know he's being humble.
I am your Moses. Follow me.
Okay, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But yeah.
They follow him like Moses.
Exactly. He is able to put his crown to the side and go like, you know what?
This nigga dope.
Yeah, so that's why I have my man LeBron up on stargazing. Malik, thoughts?
He's speechless.
I'll not.
What do you mean, you, bro?
No. Why don't you want to engage him?
You guys are making it seem like how great the basketball world is. LeBron is a 10 and everyone else is a 2.
No, you make it look.
You make it look that way.
How?
What
even in your tweets, I'm a leak.
I've never given up.
You
I've never
are given so freaking to players, subjective whenever it comes to LeBron. You don't want to hear
anything negative
about LeBron.
Like,
let me
what?
Tell you,
give me instances, Austin.
When we mention about fouls always going towards his direction. You were like, oh no, that's not it. You tried bringing in stats from I don't know which gondola to come justify your case,
bro.
It's
as simple.
I can't remember the episode but you were talking about fouls and the way LeBron just goes under the radar with them.
This isn't about LeBron, bro.
No, wow. What I was saying, and
Malik,
yes,
LeBron James,
yes,
yeah.
Like, you can't even help. I've never seen love in a man's eyes the way you talk about LeBron James.
The way he looks at him, eh?
You light up.
Greatest of all time.
See? With the prefixes and the refixes and the everything, the remixes.
Get well soon, Braun.
All of them.
Greatest
change your
of all
handle.
Time.
Exactly. See?
Better did you guys see the banner ceremony?
Wow.
This is exactly what I am talking about. But anyway, yeah, hence he's on my stargazing.
Yeah. Right.
Fraud Watch? Nah, I don't need no fraud.
Fraud Watch,
we have got for obvious reasons.
Okay.
Kyrie.
Okay.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. Yeah.
I have Dennis Schroeder for obvious reasons
obvious
as well.
Reasons. Okay. Malik.
The Pelicans. They blew 14 double digit leads this season. And they missed out on the playoffs.
Damn.
Yeah. Playoffs are play-ins. So yeah. Speaking of playoffs and planes,
shall we? So as we're recording this episode, this game that we're talking about, the planes.
Let's run through all the games.
Let's.
Yes. So Wednesday morning, we'll have the East, 9 versus 10. That is Pacers versus Hornets. And then 7-8, Celtics Wizards.
Pacers, Hornets?
Celtics, Wizards.
What are we thinking about Pacers and Hornets?
I'm going Pacers.
I'm going Hornets.
I'm going Hornets, bro.
Okay.
You remember that was my wild card?
Yes.
In
after,
the East?
You changed after Orlando Magic.
After Orlando Magic. Yeah, Orlando Magic. Yeah, Bombo clad that.
And Celtics, Wizards?
Celtics.
Wizards. I'm giving it to Wizards. Definitely Wizards.
I think Brody will go crazy.
Yeah, he will go crazy.
But you know what? And after if they win that game, then they're getting 7th seed and they're facing the number 2 seeded Brooklyn Nets. That's a sweep, unfortunately.
Hey,
yeah. I'm sorry, Brody.
Yeah.
It's too soon. Go on.
Yeah, so yeah, that's on Wednesday morning. And then on Thursday
both
morning.
Both games Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
And then on Thursday morning, the day when the podcast is dropping, that morning we'll have Grizzlies, Spurs, and Lakers, Warriors.
Grizzlies, I think they're going to whoop Spurs.
Whoop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lakers, Warriors?
I think that's obvious.
That?
Steph is going off, bro.
Yes. I'm going. And not. It's not because... I hate Lakers.
You don't need to justify, bro.
Okay.
It's say it as it is, bro.
So
it's Golden State.
Okay, so we need to note this down. Pacers, Hornets. Andy, you said Hornets. I said Hornets. You said
Pacers. Yeah.
Yes.
Celtics, Wizards. We said
Wizards. Yes.
Celtics.
You're going with Celtics.
Yes.
Okay.
Grizzlies, Spurs.
Wait. You're going with Wizards too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Grizzlies over Spurs.
You?
Spurs.
Spurs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah Golden guys, State.
But that was my original team, so yeah.
Go Spurs. Wow.
Kitambo.
Yeah. Both your teams are getting whoopings.
Lakers, Warriors. Mesema, Warriors.
Warriors.
Yes. Joker.
You?
Say what now?
No, we need evidence.
Lakers, the LA Lakers, the defending champions.
No, this
champions,
is the evidence.
NBA champions.
Do you see what I talk about?
Exactly.
You simply mentioned the teams. Kim, you went on to mention how they were the
chips.
Because the teams don't have prefixes to be used this season.
Zay Cole.
His debut.
We're
still at the plane, bro.
That was dope, man. Did you see how many points he sunk?
3 points.
Oof. 3 points.
A measly 3 points. But anyway, that was his debut.
Yeah.
In professional ball.
Yeah, we're done with the pod, right?
No.
We can go now?
Sixth man.
Oh, damn. The sixth man. Malik, we can do without. Anyway, Malik, I'm sorry. Planes. This is what happens when you start fanboying of you. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about? The planes.
There was what do you call it? There's another game as well. The game to get the eighth slot.
Take your time.
That's the eighth slot. Yeah, in both conferences.
Okay.
The one for the East will be played on Friday morning, Kenyan time.
Mm.
The one for the West will be played on Saturday morning, Kenyan time. Yeah, that's the winner of the 9-10.
Can the admin at least remind guys on the timings as well?
No, guys will in fact follow our pages because admin always posts up what times the games are, both the NBA and the African Basketball League.
Yes, sir.
So follow us across all socials and you'll be updated. East African time.
Yeah,
Kenyan time, yeah.
Yeah, so after we have the planes, the playoffs will start on Monday morning, Kenyan time. Yeah, the times will be decided after the plane games are over.
Are you guys excited about the playoffs?
Very.
Very, very excited.
Actually, more than expected, because I was looking like at the bracket. For instance, if the Wizards were to beat the Celtics, they'll face the Brooklyn Nets. And on the other side, you have the Bucks facing the Heat. So if the Bucks win and the Heat win already in second round, that's a big matchup. Yeah, so it's looking really... I think Sixers will have an easier route to the finals because I'm seeing them there already.
What?
Yeah.
Also, do we need to talk about how Utah Jazz have gotten such an exceptional run this season?
I think it was a fluke.
I don't think it was a fluke.
We are not jazzed yet.
Jeez, no. No, 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 no. But anyway, as we said, it's the playoffs. No, guys, we're not doing that. Anyway, that's it. The planes, playoffs.
Just one last thing. I think between either... Okay, because as per my predictions, the Lakers will get 7th.
Okay.
Warriors will get 8th.
Okay.
Both of them will proceed past the next round because the Lakers might face the Suns, the Warriors might face the Jazz.
Okay.
And both of these teams are, for lack of a better term, playoff inexperienced.
What? Nigga, we earned our positions there.
What do you mean? I am not.
We earned our position. Why are you saying inexperienced?
Regular season, boss. That is a regular season. You're playoff inexperienced. That is what I said. Playoff inexperienced.
He chose his words very carefully.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, can you talk about Jermaine?
Yes, and the Basketball Africa League, which kicked off on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm sure Malik is excited about this one.
Mad.
Care to share any deeds, any numbers, any stats?
Just a brief run through of how the tournament is being run from the 16th to the 22nd. That is this coming Sunday. We are in the group phases. So each team will play 3 games. And then from the 23rd to the 26th, we have the quarterfinals. And then semifinals, third place and finals will be between 28th and 30th. Yeah, so this is 2 weeks of very intense basketball represented by Bushwa Mukota.
Okay.
Yeah, who played for the Patriots. They won their first game in the inaugural game. You have Ben Olwoch, who is a coach for the same team. And you have Poison Ivy as the official DJ and music coordinator. So, yeah.
It's the player of the vibes.
Kenya is very well represented in
Malik. Kigali.
Yes, sir.
Can I at least just throw a negative vibe to all this directed to the Kenyan Basketball Federation?
Yes, but... No. Okay, yeah, we may. I don't think they know it's me, but
we've been promised a number of stadiums since when, Andy? That was in 2013, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How many stadiums were those? 8 stadiums, right?
Yeah. State of the art.
State of the art. Mm. If we had the capacity that Rwanda has right now in all those 8 stadiums throughout this time.
Yeah.
Don't you think Ball would have considered Kenya for that?
Yeah, actually I had talk of that Kenya was in contention, but our always asking for brown bags and all that.
Bro.
I was just about like,
bro.
Saying that. It's the same thing.
I was reading those stories today.
You see, the level of corruption in Rwanda is very low.
It's minimal. Negligible.
And now come to this other side.
Oh my God.
Such people wouldn't want to work with us.
Bro.
Yeah.
Because of obvious reasons.
You know, I'm even sad for the young generation that are coming up, the young basketballers that are coming up from high school to college, to universities. They don't get that opportunity. They would have gotten that massive opportunity to feature in a sport that is going to be watched by nearly everyone across the globe.
Yeah.
Bushwa Mukota right now has that platform to showcase his skills.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's been brought home in Africa. And yet, we had that opportunity. We were considered for it.
Yeah.
But we fumbled it.
Yeah.
Bro.
It breaks my heart because I try to think if we could ever solve this. It's a conversation we've had for such a long time. Look at the state of the quote-unquote boxers who've been champions in the 254.
Yeah.
Who've represented us globally.
Mm.
I won't name any names, but you can do the math.
Yeah.
Now, that was back then.
Yes.
Throw politics in there.
We're promising you this.
My nigga, this is why kids are being taken to the States and to other continents so that they can have at least a fighting chance, because maybe sports is their only way out.
Exactly, yeah.
And we don't really get that fighting chance over here because someone at the top wants to eat some money for some funded project for kids.
Yes.
You get me? Yeah. So it's sad. I don't know. The best thing that we can do is just be
making noise.
That's true. But Austin, at the end of the day, if I'm clean and if I make sure that mine is clean, then if you do the same, at the end of the day, if anything starts at the family unit, the basic unit of society.
Yes.
Going up,
yes.
Bruv, trust me, it's gonna just cleaning, spring cleaning. Like, yeah, no, we don't.
We're weeding out the chaff from
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So I feel like that's the only way out.
Yeah, and it's funny you're talking about this because, like, right now, to work, one of the projects I'm working on is a basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. And getting decent basketball courts in Nairobi is a problem. Like,
Malik.
Looking for somewhere you can, like, with terraces, you can have fans and space them out, it's a headache.
Malik, do you know in the 90s, in Eastlands,
mm-hmm.
Khalif,
yeah.
Where else? Jerry,
uh-huh.
Unye, Salem.
Mm-hmm.
This is Eastlands.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is
Eastlands. Like,
Buruburu.
Buru.
Yeah.
All those places. Isili, those sides of Juja Road, yeah. There was a place called K-City.
K-City, yeah.
You know K-City, Sindio?
Yeah.
All those places had courts.
Yeah.
Right now, if you go to those courts, they've been transformed to football turfs. Not that I'm hating on football or anything.
Yeah.
But we had such an intricate plan for basketball.
Yeah.
In the early 90s,
yeah.
If we had followed up during that time, right now basketball would have been so far, so damn far,
yeah.
Scouts would have been coming to Kenya.
Yeah, because actually even as we're talking of the Basketball African League,
yes.
The Afro Basket is the next 2 months. The last time we qualified for it was the early 90s you're talking about.
Yes.
1993.
You see?
So yeah, something went wrong somewhere.
Something went wrong. And it's politics.
Yeah.
Simple. Simply put, politics and corruption.
Yeah. So, I mean, just do your part and hope for the best. Spread the good word. Yeah. Gonna get into 6 months. Remember, there's something you guys want to talk about before.
No,
we
are calling 6 months.
We're calling 6 months.
Yes.
Love it. Music to my ears. We promised guys a certain sixth man. Guy has a deep voice.
News guy.
Call me anytime you want.
The same Joely Reggie for news.
Call me anytime you want.
Yo.
Mr. Joel.
Joel speaking, yes.
Wow, that was so official.
Hey, news. Umetoke sauti ya news sasa.
Also, I've never seen Malik so excited, you know, to make a phone call.
Wow. What are you trying to say, Andy?
I said what I'm trying to say. I've never seen
what he said.
He's excited, you know, to make a phone call. How are you doing, bro?
Yes, bro.
I'm good.
Salama, salama, maze. Welcome to the pod. Nothing but net, maze. See, you know the deal. You know what's up.
Thank you. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I see you and I hear you making those sneak disses at the office. You know, just trying to throw shade at this team and this team. I think just let's touch base. What's your team?
I bleed green, man. I bleed green. The Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics.
He's an old school basketball fan.
Since day one.
I can tell.
Yeah, I support franchises. I don't support players.
Bro!
Like you guys.
Bro. No, some of us.
Hey,
me and you, Andy. Me and you, Andy.
Hey, might be too soon. If Curry decides he's going to Lakers, bro, I'm sorry.
What?
If Curry decides he's going to Lakers, I'm sorry.
You're out.
I have to leave, bro.
Wait,
I've never seen anyone like him.
Would you follow your player to a team that has never won a championship?
Yes.
Like, say, if he came
because,
to
Suns. Because I'd feel like he's the Messiah in that team. So I'm definitely there, bro.
Okay.
But yeah.
Sons, Najwa Austin Apoali, will you put up Chris Paul, eh?
No, I have been a Suns fan since the 90s.
His son isn't.
my son is not.
His son doesn't like the sun.
And he's not been drinking yogurt ever since then.
Really?
I'm not giving him yogurt anymore.
As punishment?
Yes. Anyway,
tell you saying.
Yeah, I had the previous episode. I have an idea what you're talking about.
yeah, you know the
about
guy. So we don't need to explain anything to you.
Yeah.
Actually, I bitched up your socials, Nikona. Maybe did you kind of say corner or Nika? You look familiar, Austin. I know we've never met, but
really,
somewhere. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Probably.
But it was interesting how he was also like kind of being very excited, like, yo, are we calling Joely Reggie? Like the one Joely Reggie? Wow. Like the, you can tell the excitement.
Okay. This is a big deal, bro.
I don't know what you do to these guys,
Andy,
bro. Maybe it's your voice. I don't know.
No, episode is under platinum. Joely is a big deal.
Amen.
Joely is a big deal.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Anyway.
So, Mr. Joel.
Yes.
NBA play-ins. Your miserable Boston Celtics versus Brody and them.
Going for the jugular. I love it.
Well, I don't know if I should get mad at Brad Stevens. I'm at the players. I am not sure, but we have talent.
Or yourself. Talent. You can get mad at yourself as well.
For choosing the team.
Yes.
No, I've been a Boston Celtics fan for
exactly
ever,
our point.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah. Our point.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
Naomi Akawa to
Arsenalibium. Ah.
Yes, yes.
Why
inject
do people
it,
always have to bring
it.
In football or no,
inject
basketball.
It in my veins.
Joel, nothing but net. Sour, nothing but net.
Wait, producer, please censor that
I
part.
Digress. I digress.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Your game versus the Wizards.
Which we have all voted against you except Austin.
Hey, Austin is saying you guys will beat the Wizards.
I'm for the Celtics.
Well, I was for the Celtics until Jalen Brown.
What? Nigga.
Jalen Brown.
Nigga.
Bruh. Listen. We have lost so many games. Like, the past 5 games, we've won, like, 2 or 3. Like, the last game. Mm-hmm. So, we have Jalen Brown is out for the rest of the season. So, yeah. He can't play. Kemba Walker is not doing that well. He's been in and out all season. He's mm-hmm. averaging 18 points per game, I guess. Yeah, something like that. So, I don't know. Even if we get out of that, and let's say we meet maybe...
miraculously.
I'm scared of Hornets as well.
You're scared of the Hornets as well? I would be, bro.
I'm scared of the Hornets. They have some previous players of ours who mm-hmm. are really doing good over there.
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, he's balling.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward is there. Mm-hmm. Not adding the new players.
Yeah.
So, Bridges. I don't know.
So, in short, it's over for you guys.
Unless Brad Stevens changes something, I don't know. Okay. I don't know what he can do.
Okay, so, Joy, let's say the Celtics are knocked out. Which team are you supporting for the rest of the playoffs?
Ooh.
You have to pick a team.
Good question.
You have
good
to
question.
Pick a team.
Good question.
I don't know. I wanted a rematch with Philly because we
Philly?
Who?
Swept them last season. So
then sweep you back this time.
Definitely.
Easy.
Eyes closed.
And the way Embiid is on fire.
What's the
roster
in the park?
Asubuhi na mapema.
You know, the problem is we don't have answers for so many guys. Like with Wizard. Yes, maybe Tatum can be with Brody, but Bill.
Yes.
Maybe Jalen Brown would have taken him, but mm-hmm. I don't know if Smart can do it. But you need another
Bill
scorer.
Is uncontainable, bro. I'm sorry. I'd hate to be defending that guy.
Jalen Brown was the other scorer, and they have chemistry with Tatum, so I don't know. We need another scorer. Someone needs to step up, man.
So,
what's your other team?
If your team goes down, what's your other team?
Sorry.
Joel. Yeah.
When your team goes out, which team?
He was making a very wise decision.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I am not a fairy tale guy like this Lakers guy, so I know even
Thank
if we
you.
Make it to the.
You see why I like Joel already. You see why I like Joel already.
So what's your team? What's your team, Joel?
He said Nets.
Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Nets okay. are taking this. They're coming out of it.
Okay.
Let's just say that for now.
Joel, let's keep it very simple. Who's winning this season?
I'm picking Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
Over every other team in the West.
Every other team.
And over 76ers in the East.
Aish. Sixers. The problem with Sixers, I don't know. Something happens to them in the playoffs. I don't know why.
Bro, have you watched the 76ers play?
These Bucks as well.
Nah, writing off Bucks.
We swept them first round last season. So,
bro,
but this roster is promising. I think this roster is promising, but Brooklyn though.
Okay, let me ask you something then. Sorry to cut you short. Have you at any point so far Has there been any point you were afraid of Utah Jazz?
Well, I know they... Yes.
They have the best run in the league right now.
They are forced to reckon with.
Utah?
Mm.
But I don't think they'll make it out of the West.
Due to inexperience?
Actually, I don't think they have that playoff DNA.
Mm.
That final DNA.
That's the title of the poll.
Yeah. Playoff DNA. Asante.
I like that, Joel. I'm good.
Because you see, when it comes to playoffs, you see different kind of energy.
Monsters.
Like
beasts.
The way they call Rondo, playoff Rondo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or BG.
Yeah. So something else happens during the playoffs. There's a kind of energy that checks in that
or checks out in Paul George's case.
Bro, and you're not even afraid of the Clippers in the West? I, as a GSW fan, I'm kind of afraid of Clippers, bro. Because we've seen what both them niggas can do at the playoffs. Kawhi and PG. We've seen both sides of PG, but yeah, even Kawhi too. And Seattle, they don't have a decent squad.
Wait, Clippers are being accused of tanking the last game to be fourth seed.
Yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. To avoid in the first round. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
So, you know, if they won, they would have been which seed?
They'd have gone to third, and they'd have had a possibility of meeting the Lakers potentially in the second round. Yeah.
But third with Portland, okay. She thought they would have played Portland.
Yes, in the first round, then the second round.
First round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. To be there. I hadn't even looked at it like that. Damn.
These niggas tanked games.
Okay, that being said, we've seen them perform at the playoffs.
And they have Doc now.
Doc Rivers, yeah.
They have Ty Lue.
Doc is at Philly.
Oh, Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. Yeah. True. I don't know about Ty Lue though.
He's
off of the coach.
I also don't believe in Ty Lue. That 2016 championship wasn't him. Nah. I've never bought it.
So maybe the players will step up. They'll show something with not seen.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I don't think they'll beat Mavericks. But I don't think Clippers are a threat in the West that much.
Eh, okay. So,
okay.
Regular Joel.
Season MVP?
Okay. Okay.
Pardon?
Regular season MVP. Who gets your vote?
Ooh. Wait, how do you guys choose MVPs? Is it the person who's made like...
You are MVP. Bro, this is generally regular MVP.
You understand it in plain English. Who's your regular season MVP? It's just personal, bro.
It hurts that it's no one in my team, man.
It's fine. Yeah, we told you. Bad decision, but okay. We'll live with it.
I gotta go with... I'm torn in between Jokic and Steph.
Pick one.
I like both of them already.
Because
you're going to go with Steph.
I'll go with Steph.
Of course. If you put anyone against Steph, it's Steph Curry. Why not Bron? Minus the injuries.
Bron hasn't had that much effect this season. I don't think so.
Because these guys would argue Bron is the MVP.
Compared to Steph, what he's done. Because at the start of this season, I think people had written off Warriors compared to how last season ended. So I'm sure guys are surprised to see where Warriors are right now. So, and I'm sure you all know Steph did this.
I know. I don't know, but Austin knows.
Yeah,
Malik.
We are intelligent enough to know that, except from some guys.
Malik.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, we are on the same page. Yes,
yeah.
Basically.
For me. And he's the lead scorer, man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he got the scoring title. And funny thing, he's averaging more points than he did in his unanimous MVP season.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Anyways, they just called to bat and you beat him with all the offers. Like, damn.
Anyway, Joel. I want to give you a scenario. You're the director for Space Jam.
And you're tasked to cast 5 all-time players who will feature in your movie, who are basketballers. Who are you going to pick from any generation?
So they feature in their peak?
Yes.
Ooh. How many?
5. Your first 5.
5, yeah.
That's a nice question.
Okay, damn.
They're going to face like in a Bugs Bunny and them Tasmanian.
Those aliens.
The monsters.
Yes.
The monsters.
Darkwing Duck. Who
I'm
else was there?
This for 2021, Sindel.
Yes. LeBron is on it, right? By the way. It's coming out this June or is it July?
June.
Yeah. It's all, okay, for me, I'll keep it all about entertainment, man. I gotta have... Who do I start with?
You know
it. Iverson.
Ooh.
I gotta start with Iverson.
Iverson
has to be.
Okay.
Yeah, Iverson has to be there. That's like. Gotta be. Entertainment top
okay.
notch.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I gotta put Clay. I'll put Clay in.
Okay. Meaning you're not gonna put Steph there because this is a show, or you're gonna have the Splash Brothers there?
No, just let him be.
Silent Andy.
This is his fault.
Guys, I'm an active participating audience, Mazi.
Let him be.
I'm please, Spike proceed. Lee right here. Right
yeah,
now.
Yes. He's Direct Spike Lee right now.
Joy.
We got you.
Sorry, I interrupted.
That's an hour to arrive. Uh-huh.
Oh. Wait, since I'm the sixth man, do I get a bench?
No.
You're the bench.
You're the bench. So we'll make sure Timiakwa you could need.
Wow.
Come out of it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Okay, then instead of Clay, I gotta go with Ray Allen.
Oh.
Bruh.
And the layer too,
Who else?
I know, right?
Is it an Allen thing? Allen Iverson, Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Is it? Are you looking for more Allens?
No, LeBron is next.
Okay.
Come. LeBron is next.
Okay.
I need how many more?
Two more.
You have your shooting guard. You have your point guard.
No, you just need players. It's all about you, bro.
You need a power forward. You need a center.
A center, I would go. I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go with Russell.
Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the last, I'm going to put Zion. Zion 4. Yeah, I'm going to put Zion there.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
That's an interesting squad. I like that squad. It's an interesting squad, though. I don't know how I felt about you replacing my man with Ray Allen.
Clay with Ray.
Clay is your man.
I don't know. You'd have even gone, like, when you eliminated them, I thought you were going to go with Steph, because Steph is better than, at the moment, than everyone.
Has he beaten Ray Allen's 3-point?
Yes. By
Already?
Far. Yeah.
No, all time, no, not yet, Andy.
Oh, he's asking about all time?
Yeah.
No, but bruh, I mean...
It's just a matter of time.
Second place, yeah.
It's not a matter of when, if, it's when.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Okay.
Pause.
But no, we respect your list.
I'm going to stick with that, yeah.
Okay.
Decent list. Okay.
In the audition, I don't want to audition. Waki cheza tonight.
Now we'll take it, Mazi. Thanks for gracing our podcast, bro.
Cheers, man, for having me, man.
No worries. You want to plug yourself? Plug your businesses and your peoples?
Women's?
Not really. I'll just share the podcast.
All right, let's go.
No, I don't have video to shut out.
He just said he's going to share the podcast.
When he said that, I thought he had his own podcast.
No, he'll want to share the podcast on his social
with the people I want to listen to.
I'm sorry, my bad. So you don't want to big up anyone? Send shout outs to Mr. Lam?
No, I don't have those people in my, on my fingertips, like people I always want to shout out. Like,
nah, there are just so many.
The list is endless.
You're out on road. You're a road man. You're a road man. We feel you. We feel you, bro. We know roadmen when you see them.
Yo, bro, I'll see you at the office tomorrow. But I don't know what I say.
Cheers, bro.
Nothing but shade, huh?
That's the part. Yo, take care, bro. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
All right. Yo. That was dope.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Joel, our sixth man for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other thing? 20 home, Maze. We go.
Yes. As we're talking about the planes, is there something which was really remarkable? Fitz, Brody, and Bill led them to. The last 23 games, they went 17-6.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, at the start of these games, it didn't seem like they'd make the playoffs, but yeah, they're in a plane slot, so. Big up to them, Washington Wizards. So by the time this drops on Thursday, we'll be having the playing games.
Yes, sir.
We'll have a few more group games at the ball.
Yeah, yeah, man. Don't hesitate to tell us how you feel about the games, your predictions, and just a vibe with us. So nothing but net across all social platforms. KE.
Yes.
Nothing but net KE.
Yeah.
Across all social platforms and our email as well, right?
Nothing but net KE at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. I've been yours truly, Andy Young.
6'4".
Austin.
We out, baby.
Nothing but net.
For the win! It's good! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Deep shot!
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to echo.
James Harden with a buzzer beater. Bryant fires away. It's good! Three-pointer for Kobe Bryant!
Nothing but net. But net.